Tim joins us now from Swift Current. Hello, Tim.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yes. I want to say hello to Gail first and first. I was once an English literature student of hers long time ago at the University
Tim.
Of Regina.
So, did I give you a good grade?
Well, I think it was a pretty good grade, if
okay.
I remember. Okay,
good. So you don't mind speaking to me now, then?
No, I do not. I do not at all.
Good, thank you.
I just want to say this is interesting that, you know, as Bob said, I think very clearly there, this issue of censorship is not usually about the book itself or the art itself or whatever, the book itself in this case. It's a lot of time it reveals a lot about the culture of the time when these things come in. And it's kind of interesting to see, like, you know, people talking about banning, Bob talking about, you know, people getting so upset about having communist books in the library and wanting that banned. And I remember at one point, I mean, when Harry Potter first came out, there were some school divisions that banned that, too, because of its allusion to magic and because of people with were religious beliefs who were offended by it. So I think, you know, censorship isn't, it's kind of interesting in a way because it's not really about the book at all. It's about
whatever the cultural
perception of the time is. It reflects the people who are doing the censoring more than it does the actual work of literature. And I think sometimes if a book's getting banned, it's hitting a nerve. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. But I guess the key thing about it is that it's that aspect of, you know, sometimes it's good to hit a nerve, and it's good to interrogate these ideas. So I'm one that's never really in favor, I'm not a censorship guy at all, but I think it's the key thing about these debates, it's not about the book, it's about the people that are actually,
I think that's the salient point about all of this. It really is about who is, who chooses, and that's really the difficult question always, you know?
Tim makes an excellent point about how in any given decade, it might be this or that. It's more about what we're comfortable with than what the author is saying in some cases.
Absolutely.